Welcome to the Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 188 for Friday, August 5th. Turning the Apple device you have into the one you want. And Apple and Major League Baseball announced September Friday Night Baseball doubleheader schedule. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder from the scenic Chugach Mountains of Anchorage, Alaska, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can enable you to work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. In this episode, we will discuss Apple's trade-in program and the announcement this week of the Apple TV Major League Baseball schedule for September's Friday Night Baseball games. Let's go to this show. Apple will be announcing in the near future, likely early September, their forthcoming keynote unveiling new hardware, specifically new models of iPhones and Apple Watches. I'll tell you why you should consider the Apple trade-in program as we approach the fall new hardware announcements. It's easy to trade and safe to trade in your eligible device for credit towards your next purchase or get an Apple gift card you can use anytime. Apple's trade-in program is one of the most popular destinations for trading in your old device. You can either get an Apple gift card to put toward a purchase you hope to make in the future, or put the credit directly toward a brand new iPhone. If you choose to get a new iPhone, Apple sometimes runs upgrade promotions where they'll offer more than the usual amount for your old, retired devices. I'll be right up front, and Apple's trade-in rates aren't the best in the industry, although they're much better if you're trading in a device to put towards a new model device. I've tried several vendors over the years, and the most significant advantage is Apple is who you'll be dealing with throughout and not a third party. It has always been hassle-free for me. This is important because transactions can easily go astray with third parties. Third parties I'm referring to as companies, not a resale website. A resale website I avoid at all costs. This can turn horrible, if not dangerous. With Apple's trade-in program, you can count on every single quote and the promise of being followed through on throughout the process, unless you send in something other than you claim, or didn't know about, of course. There are many other services out there that offer cash for your devices and may include a much higher price than Apple. That's the hook, many unknowing people, that steers them elsewhere. In my experience, Apple trade-in pays less, but they're also less stingy about the quality of what you send in. There are a lot of horror stories out there with third parties. For instance, a common deduction is screen or camera lens scratching. My own story included a barely recognizable screen scratch. This lesson taught me the value of using screen protectors. I keep excellent care of my devices, and this evaluation was completely unwarranted and a costly mistake. The credit amount you get from Apple is always changing, especially in this crazy economic environment, at least here in the United States. Let's talk about determining the Apple value. You can get the most recent update from the Mac Minutes podcast website at macminutes.blubrry.net. There you will find the link to Apple's current value. The quotes Apple credit can always be applied towards purchases and gift cards, and customers cannot spend that money outside of the Apple ecosystem and stores. I look to the trade-in never as cash, but a way to upgrade. I normally get AppleCare and trade in the device right about the time it is ready to expire. This ensures I'll never have to replace a device at full cost. Let's move on to talking about how you use the program. Apple has made it easy to clean your device prior to sending it back. You no longer need to be an Apple tech enthusiast to know how to do so. Trading it in is as simple as selecting a few options on the Apple's website, getting a quote, and sending the product back to Apple via a paid shipping label. Once your item is reviewed, you'll instantly get the gift card or the value taken off your newly purchased product, which can apply to other Apple products, including iPhones, Apple Watch, iPad, and other products and accessories. Apple also runs special trade-in events and other promotions that let you receive additional gift cards around the holidays or special events, and it's an excellent way to save money on some of the most expensive technology on the market. I look at it as a way to afford a more expensive device that I normally could not afford. So that's some information about the Apple's trade-in program. It's a good idea to make that decision now versus after the keynote. Let's turn to a news story Apple announced Wednesday, April 4th. Apple and Major League Baseball announced the September Friday Night Baseball schedule. Scheduled games continue to be available to watch for free only on Apple TV+. This is a great way to catch baseball. Friday Night Baseball is available in many countries now and is hosted with a rotating group of MLB analysts and a former umpire for rules analysis and interpretation. Fans can access Friday Night Baseball games and additional content, including new exclusive programs such as Countdown to First Pitch for a preview of the week's matchups and MLB Daily Recap only in the Apple TV app. In Apple News, fans can easily follow their favorite teams and watch personalized MLB highlights right in the News app. Each Friday, fans can enjoy a curated group of highlights and stories around the league and easily tap to watch Friday Night Baseball directly in the TV app. In Apple Music, fans can find exclusive playlists of batters' walk-up songs from teams featured on Friday Night Baseball each week, as well as a collection of classic songs celebrating baseball. Friday Night Baseball games are available to anyone with internet access across devices where Apple TV Plus can be found, including on the Apple TV app, on iPhone, iPad, Mac, Apple TV 4K and HD, and TV.apple.com, along with smart TVs, gaming consoles, and cable set-top boxes. Users can follow step-by-step instructions to access Friday Night Baseball across devices. Friday Night Baseball includes live pre- and post-game shows and is available on Apple TV Plus in the United States, Canada, Australia, Brazil, Colombia, the Dominican Republic, Germany, Italy, Japan, Mexico, Puerto Rico, South Korea, and the United Kingdom for a limited time without the need for a subscription. If you haven't caught a game yet this year on Apple TV, I would recommend you do so, as Apple is increasing their sports presence, most recently with adding soccer. If you have a question about updates or anything else with Apple products and its features, please reach out to the podcast at mail.macminutes@gmail.com or through the Mac Minutes webpage at macminutespodcast.com. Mac Minutes posts news and events with real-time updates on the Mac Minutes Facebook group, which is available to listeners to join for free. There's no spam. We are active on social media, including Twitter and Facebook. Please follow us on Facebook by searching the Mac Minutes Podcast. On Twitter, it's minutes_Mac. So that's all we have for the Mac Minutes Podcast for today. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, Overcast, Chartable, Google Podcasts, Podchaser, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. Take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you again next week on the Mac Minutes Podcast. Be safe, be nice, and stay well. Thank you again for listening to the Mac Minutes Podcast. Have a great weekend.